Tush.
You told me
the
messed up,
you know, the... Good evening. So tonight, Bezat Hashem, we're going to speak about Ohel Natuy, I will call it. Tilted Ohel and...
Yeah, I'm definitely not ready for that.
It's Sifim Chet until Yud Aleph. It's basically one big topic that mixed and... So the first Gemara is Shabbat and Kuf Lamed Chet. We have three or four cases in the Gemara that we need to understand. So, the first case, Rami Bar Yechezkel, Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Talit Kfula, Lo Yaseh, Beimasa Patur Aval Asur. So we need to understand what is Talit Kfula. And then the heter with Talit Kfula, Aya Karuch Alei Chut U'Meshicha. So we need to speak about the heter of Chut U'Meshicha also. And then after that, we have Bayim Minei Rav Kahana Merav Kila Mao. So we have to explain what is Kila. And the Gemara gives a couple of definitions about Kila, and it's not so clear what is the Kila. And then we have Vilon. Vilon we discussed in the previous shiurim. And then at the end, the Gemara mentioned the concept of Kilat Chatanim. And Kilat Chatanim seems to be something that it's not Kila, something that should be mutter by itself without any extra thing. But then the Gemara bring limitations to it. Lo amaran ela she'en begaga tefach, aval yesh begaga tefach asura. So if it's something that goes diagonally, it needs to be that there is no tefach on the top and then go down, so it shouldn't be a tefach on top. And even if it's going like a triangle, it shouldn't be b'fachot mishlusha samuch legaga tefach. So within three tefachim, shouldn't be more than tefach. Ve'lo amaran ela she'en b'shipu'a tefach. Aval yesh b'shipu'a tefach shipu'a olim ko'alim dam. So this piece of Gemara, it's not so clear that we're gores, because if you understand it literally, it sounds like it doesn't have within the three tefachim to the top, it doesn't have a tefach. And even when it reached the bottom, it shouldn't be more than tefach. So first of all, bichlal matay mane, you should have said just this and you shouldn't say the one before. And also, if it's so thin on the bottom, what are you going to do underneath? So Rashi discussed that, and that's another discussion in the Rishonim, if we gores this tnai or no. And then the end of the Gemara, b'lo amaran ela d'lo nachit mipuri ha-tefach, aval nachit mipuri ha-tefach asur. So this condition just said that when you have this kila and the bed is here, so when it goes down out of the bed, shouldn't go tefach on the sides, because the tefach on the sides is going to be like dufanot for the ohel, and that's asur. Now, Rashi, the way that Rashi understood talit kfula, you see in the Rashi in the first dibur ha-matchil, talit kfula lo yaseh lishtoach talito al gabe arba yetedot lishan tachtea. So Rashi understood that talit kfula, we're discussing like you have four poles, you have talit on top, and then we're discussing like the sides, if you can open and close. So if you have chuto meshicha, it helps you. And now we need to understand what is the chuto meshicha does. Is it enough that you have chuto meshicha, that it's considered like it's open tefach, and you don't need even to leave tefach? Or, in addition to tefach, you need chuto meshicha. The Tosfot discussed that. But it seems like Rashi understood that the case of talit kfula, we're discussing when you have a real ohel. We're not talking about like a diagonal ohel. It's a different story. Rashi said that the heter of chuto meshicha is midin mosif al ohel arai. So it's a suffix if it's like when you have tefach or not.
Oh,
And then Rashi, after that, Kilat Chatanim. I'm skipping to Kilat Chatanim. Do you see Rashi Kilat Chatanim? Lo damia l'shar kilot. ששאר קילות פרוסות על גבי כינוף שהוא לארבע רגליים ויש לה גג דה ועול. So, Rashi said, קילה, we're not talking about an ohel that's on top of four poles because then you have a real roof. של חתנים על גבי נקליטין שאינם אלה שניים באמצעית המיטה. We're talking about when you have two poles at the middle of the bed and then you have like a pole on top and tallit going diagonal. שאינם אלה שניים באמצעית המיטה, וקנה נתון עליהם, והבגד נתון עליו, ונופל לכאן ולכאן, ואין לה גג תפח. There is no גג תפח. אלכך, לב אוהלו. So, there is no אוהל on top. So, then we're just concerned about the opening of the diagonal, or the triangle, whatever you're going to call it. So, then we have the recommendation, or the requirements of, you shouldn't have within three tefachim, you shouldn't have opening of tefach. And Rashi said, Rashi gores the third tnai that even when it goes down more than three tefachim, it shouldn't be more than tefach on the bottom. So then Rashi basically had the question, so what are you going to do underneath? If you can sleep there, it's so tiny, what are you going to do there? ולא אמר לי לשן בשיפוע התפח, שן כל צד וצד נפשט למטה להתרחק תפח מכנגד אמצעיתו. דיינו שאין ברחבו למטה תפחיים. So they're basically saying that this תנאי basically said that on the bottom you're not going to have more than two תפחים. So Rashi said, וקילת חתנים אינה עשויה לישון תחתיה. So Rashi basically said, you're right. קילת חתנים is not made for חתנים. Nobody sleep there. It's just like basically to hide stuff there. I don't know what it is for, but it's not for people because by definition you never have more than two תפחים on the bottom. So let's just repeat. Talit kfula, according to Rashi, you have a full roof. You're discussing Mosif al Ohel. And Kila, the requirements are basically that you shouldn't have the opening going more than Tefach, not only in the first three Tefachim, even on the bottom. Now, Tosfot the first Tosfot Karacha Lachuto Meshicha have a debate when we said that if you have a string attached, it's mutter, what's the pshat in it? The pshat is that the string makes it like it's like a handle, that it's like miyuchad to open and close, then you don't need the tefach. Or it's just like a siman, it's not really the requirement. The requirement is that you're going to leave tefach open. So that's the suffix of Tosfot. And Tosfot keep it like with no... He's not pushed at the Sofek. If you look in the Rosh conclusion, he held like Tosfot and he decided that even if you don't have Tefach. So the opinion of Tosfot, Lemais, based on the Rosh, is like more machria, that it's fine even with no Tefach. So it's like a handle that basically shows that we saw like ideas. We saw the same idea with the Kiset Raskal and other stuff that when you have something that shows that it's opening and closing, it's considered like Mosif ala Ohel. It's not considered creating a new Ohel. Now the third Tosfot, En Beshipua Tefach, Tosfot basically arguing with the third requirement that we just discussed in Rashi, that the third requirement is that in addition to the requirement that within the three tefachim on top, it's not going to go more than tefach, it shouldn't be going more than tefach width on the bottom. Right? So Tosfot said it doesn't make sense to... First of all, what are you going to do with this kila? It's not for humans. And Tosfot tried to make a ukimta. Maybe there's a lot of poles and like... It's not the time. And למעשה, תוספות זאת, בשם רבנו שמואל פרש דלא גרסין עליי, לשנה כלל שיפוי העולים כהלים דמי. למעשה, תוספות, bring in רבנו שמואל, that we're deleting this part of the Gemara, it's not a tnai, למעשה, we don't need it. The only requirement that we have according to Tosfot, when you have a triangle ohel, is that you shouldn't have a tefach within the three tefachim to the top. So basically, according to Tosfot, if you have on top of your bed, ohel that goes down like this and within the three tefachim to the top you don't have a tefach width, even if it goes down like this and it get wider like 10 tefachim on the bottom, that's fine. And it's fine to do it lechatchila on Shabbos, even if you don't have a chut o meshicha. Chut o meshicha is required only for talit kfula. Talit kfula, when you have a real roof, then you need to be mosif al oel habayit. But if you have just triangle, and you were mekayim the two tnaim that we have, so it's considered like you don't have a roof at all. There is no roof. It's not ohel. It's not ohel. It's mutar to do it lechatchila, and you don't need to do any heker.
What would Tosfos say is the case of the talis kfula? Because he can't say like Rashi, because he doesn't hold that's an ol at all without walls.
We said that if the purpose of creating is creating shade, the Gemara in Reuven dichter the Rav Huna, it's mochach that even without walls it's ohel. The case that we need walls is when you are trying to use the underneath, but you're not creating silk.
But do you think he holds more like the way he doesn't explain? So do you think Tosfos holds like Rashi, or do you think he holds more like what the Rashi?
Shtika keoda, shtika keoda lechora. In this case, he holds like Rashi about talit kfula, and you're going to see soon in the Ran that the Ran brings the two opinion like machloket. So even if you're going to argue that Tosfos maybe explained talit kfula different because there is no Tosfot. But the Rosh would probably say what I'm saying. So we have that opinion, and that's the opinion that I want to be explaining, because that's what we hold in the opinion of the Rosh and Tosfot. Tosfot doesn't say it, but usually when Tosfot doesn't argue with Rashi, we assume that he
agrees with Rashi.
So if he would have argued about the concept about Talit Kfula, he should have mentioned that.
So according to Rashi, though, why... What's the chiddush of talis kfula versus any other?
If you hold the what Tosfot says that chuto meshicha is even when you don't have tefach, then it's okay. a perfect chiddush.
So then you say it's only brought down.
If
for that
it's
part.
In addition, that's really not a big chiddush. It just like seems like they used to have talitot that has strings, and usually when you had a string, you would leave some of it open. So the Gemara just said if you have chuto meshicha, normally it's open a little bit, so. You can continue. I just like, you're right, it's not a
Because I just was wondering, when we were learning it, like, right. There's such a drastic interpretation of what talis kfula is
right.
Between the two options,
right.
That why did Rashi feel this was it and not the other?
Because the other really one, if you explain it like talit kfula, why do you need chut o meshicha here, and by kilat chatanim mutar lintota, you don't have the requirement of chut. So you have to say that there is a chiluk.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
So Rashi decided to make the talit kfula when you have a roof, and the kilat chatanim when you don't have a roof. Now the gif is causing us a lot of troubles, because the gif decided to make the whole sugya one. Talit kfula, kila, everything is the same thing. I'm going to tell you what's the conclusion. The gif writes. Page number 2, Perush, explain what is talit kfula. Kigon talit kfula shekoshrim ben shnei ketalim, v'im meshulshelet umagat la'aretz, v'nichnas ben shnei ketzvoteh v'yashen tachteh abatzel, v'en begaga tefach, v'lo bepachot mishlusha samuch legaga tefach, v'lefichach eno ohel keva, ela ohel arayu, mipnei she'en begaga tefach, v'lo bepachot migimel samuch legaga tefach, lefichach patur aval asur.
So
the Rif come and said, you know, talit kfula is basically triangle. It's you hang a talit between two walls, have a pole in the middle. It doesn't say a pole, but it's obvious that that's what he means. Now, if you don't believe me, look in the Prima Gadim, he said pole. And you have two walls, you have a pole in between, and you put a blanket in on top of the pole or whatever it is, and you go underneath and you go to sleep there. So it's not like Rashi that it's not for sleeping. It's a talit kfula is basically a triangle of do you have a better name for it in English, like
a classic tent?
TP doesn't have a roof on top. TP has a
roof.
Okay, so you don't have a warframe. So,
like
if you're arguing, it's fine. I feel like, okay, so a classical tell. We're going to call it from now classical tent. Although it's two words, so I need Lashon Ktzara. So, he said Talit Kfula is basically this simple tent. And the requirement is he doesn't have the gilsa of the three conditions in the Gemara at the end when the Gemara discussed talit kilat chatanim. He's basically combining din kilat chatanim and din talit kfula. The condition the Gemara wrote about kilat chatanim, he writes here. He said it has to be that we have all the condition. He doesn't have the gilsa of the third condition, so he just said it couldn't be betoch shloshat vachim betoch. Tefach betoch shloshat tefachim, it cannot be open, the opening cannot be tefach. Why? Because if it's going to be tefach, it's going to be ohel keva. So the Rif is saying a tremendous chiddush. He says, the condition that we have in the Gemara is in order to give it Shem ohel arai, and ohel arai is asr to do on Shabbos midirabanan. So if you mekayim the two conditions, it doesn't make it mutar like Rashi. According to Rashi, when you have the two conditions, it's nothing. Rif said, no, when you have the two conditions, it's just oel arai. So if it's oel arai, now you need to put chuto meshicha. Chuto meshicha is going to help you to be matir de isur de rabbanan. But if you don't have the two conditions, so you have an opening of a tefach, then you have a roof. If you have a roof, it's considered oel keva. It might be asur midoraita, and then chuto meshicha is not going to help you.
So the Rif say that if you drape any sheet over anything, that's an ol keva? I mean, why would this be keva versus every other sleeve that you've done in the circular?
If you have a tefach and you didn't have anything before that, yeah, it's going to be ol keva. That's the problem with him.
Yeah.
But he basically mechalek that a roof that has a tefach, it's considered oil keva. And this is a tremendous chiddush, and it doesn't make so much sense. Also, we will need to explain a little bit what's the pshat in it. Hopefully, we're going to have time for the Nuda Buda, because I don't know if we're going to be
able. Well, why is the referring in that has to reach the ground? My guess, Laharetz, it doesn't. It just has to have a tefah. Why is he explaining that it's touching the ground?
It's a good question. And the Noda Buda makes matamim from it. He's like making like a big yisodot based on that. Although he said lav davka lemaisa, he said that doesn't need to be, but it's some sort of mechitzot. But let's keep that for the end. Bepashtut, the point that the he just explaining how it works. So it's normally that's the way it used to be. So he just explained how it works. That's the way it works. Not necessarily that it's din, it's the din of the isu. It's like he just explained you what is talit kfula, and that's the way it used to be. So he just described the mitzvahs. The Rosh and Siman Bet argue with the Rif. He said, I don't know where did he get it from. Ben dvarav nirim baze klal elamay reshesh begagat tefach inami kigon lachar shekala shipua yored mimenu b'shave belo shipua beruchav tefach. So he said it can be the way that the Rif explained doesn't make sense. The second paragraph. So the chuto meshicha based on Tosfot and the approach of the Rosh helps even when you don't have anything open, and he basically holds like the Tosfot and Rashi. The Ran bring also the machloket, and he explained it more explicitly. זה in the Ran, ומדבריו אתה למד, he speaks about the Rif, ומדבריו אתה למד שהוא סובר שכל אוהל, ככילה וכיוצא בה, שיש בגגה תפח, או בפחות מג' תפחים, סמוך לגג תפח, אוהל קבוע וחייב חטאת. That's pretty strong. So, based on the Rif, לכאורה, whenever you have תפח בתוך שלושה תפחים, it's considered roof, and then you're חייב חטאת, and there is nothing can help you with it. וכשאין בגגה תפח ואין בפחות מגים לסמוך לגג תפח או אל הרעייו ופטור אבל אסור ובכי אגב נע כל שקרח על ההבחות או משיכה מבעוד יום מותר לנטותו בשבת. And then at the end of the run, I'm skipping to the Dibur HaMatchil, it's Kilat Chatanim, because he had a question. Kilat Chatanim, the lashon of the Gemara, mutar lin tota, it sounds like you don't have a chut o meshicha. You just, it's mutter. And you just have the two conditions. So why would it be mutter? It should be assuming the Rabbanan. So he said, Le'adatilam ha'shmita, אבל לפי דבר הרב אלפסי, קהילת חתנים דווקא הוא שמותר לפרקה לפי שהיא מתוקנת לכך. So the חידוש, based on the פשט in the riff, and it sounds like in the Rambam also, if you look in the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam is מדוקדק. קהילת חתנים, the פשט is, that since קהילת חתנים is something that's set up for that, so it's known to be מיוחד, to be open and close, so it's like you have חוט או משיכה. So if you have stam kila, you need chut o meshicha. If you have kilat chatanim, since it's miyuchad for it, you don't need chut o meshicha. So the shem kilat chatanim takes away the isur because it's anyways the rabbanan don't have a tefach betoch shloshat tefachim. So you can be the same way that you can be matir with chut o meshicha. You can be matir with it's miyuchad for this.
That's the answer to the Rosh's question.
Yeah. So that's the basic machloket. The Rambam seems like a little bit combination because Halacha Kaf Zayin sounds like he's mentioning the concept of Mosif Aloel, the Gemara by Dichre de Ravuna, that if you have a roof you can add. And then Halacha Kaf Chet, the I have a paper here if you want.
It's alright. Yeah.
Halacha Kaf Chet, he discussed kila. Mutar laniach mita vekiset raskal. So, by the way, mita vekiset vet raskal. The Rambam sounds like he understood the kiset vet raskal is two different things. It's not kiset raskal. And the heter by kiset raskal is not what we learn, like that it's considered open or it's like a tzir. The Rambam just said it's not derech oil. It's, nobody create oil this way, so it's like shelo kederech. It's not considered royal. Kaftet, it sounds like the riff. Kol oil meshupa, she'en begago tefach, ve'lo bepachot mishlosha samuch legago rochav tefach, the end of the halacha, patur. So if he hold like Rashi, he should have said mutar. He said patur, meaning he hold that it's still aser. And then he brings the din of talit kfula, and he said chutin is fine, so that still goes well with the riff. And then alacha lamed kilat chatanim she'en begaga tefar ve'en bepachot mishlosha ho'il ve'hi metukenet lekach. What is ho'il ve'hi metukenet lekach? Since it's like a norm, that's miyuchad for this, so it's like chuto meshicha. So again, the same concept with the riff. So it seems like the end of the Rambam sounds like the riff. Talit kfula, alacha kaf zayin, it's not so clear how we explain talit kfula, because alacha kaf zayin could be that he referred to the Gemara in Eruvin, could be that he refers to talit kfula. I'm not 100% sure.
In he has the two extremes. In halacha kaf kas, it's if it doesn't, if you don't, if that's not the way you do an ol, that's mutter. And in halacha lamed, it's like if you know that's what it's set aside for.
It's open and closed.
If it's like known that, you're saying that it's like almost like
the pshat that the other Rishonim explained by Kiset Raskal, that's the pshat in the Rambam in Halacha Lamed.
Right. It's almost like the two extremes. If it's designated to be like a real ohel, that's like everyone knows it's.
No, but
like,
he doesn't say designated to be ohel. It's designated to be in a way that it never had opening of tefach on top.
Guess,
so it's a bad ohel, so bad that nobody gonna be choishes that you're gonna open it more than a tefach, because it's set up in a way that it usually doesn't open more than tefach. So it's not exactly the same heter of kiset raskal. It's not because it's open and closed. Maybe I wasn't clear with my words. I said it used to open and close. It used to open and close in a way that it's mutter. I mean, but other kila, some people open it a lot, so you have to be worried that they might open it more than. So I was not so exact with my words. Now, the Bet Yosef summarized all of what we discussed. And he just added a couple of points at the end of the paragraph where I emphasize the bold part. V'arambam katav k'memra de Shmuel. והריף לא הביא ממרא דרב שישה וכתב הרן שאינו יודע, אבל לי נראה ששמח על מה שכתב לגבי טלית תפולה. So למעשה he hold that the Rambam seems to hold like the Rif, like we mentioned, and usually the Bet Yosef passing like the Rambam and the Rif, and that's what you see in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you read the Seif חד in the Shulchan Aruch, כל אוהל משופע שאין בגגו תפח ולא בפחות משלושה סמוך לגגו רוחב תפח, הרי זה אוהל הרי, ועושה אותו לכתחילה בשבת פטור. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin in like the Rambam and the Rif, that if you don't have a tefach within three tefachim, you just putter, it's not mutter, and that's a tremendous chumrah.
He doesn't necessarily. Does he pass on like the Rif that anything that yesh begago tefach is a chiv d'oraisa? That it's automatically all kavach?
He was very careful not to say that because it's problematic to say that, and we don't understand exactly the definition. We're going to see soon, hopefully, what does the Rif really means when he say that. But this is a big chumrah because according to Rashi and the Rosh, you could do that lechatchila. It's mutar lechatchila to create this type of oil. According to the Rif, it's aser, and it's going to be a big nafkamina for umbrella. That's the main nafkamina. That's the next Bet Yosef on Seif Chet. I'm just skipping to the end. After he bring the Talit Kfula and the Atrashi and the Rosh. ומכלל הדברים האלו התבהר לך שמה שכתב רבנו גבי קילת חתנים ואם קרח הלאחות או משיכה מותר לנטותה בו מותר אפילו איד בכל ענה אינו אלא לדעת רשי והראש לבד, אילו להריף ברמם לא שרי בקריחת חוט או משיכה אלא בדלת בחד מענה. The other nafkamina between the Rif and the Rashi is that according to Rashi, when you have chutu meshicha, even when you have a real roof, it helps you. So even if you open the kila more than tefach within three tefachim, if you have chutu meshicha, it's good, because chutu meshicha is basically moisif alo el aray. So lemaise the Mishnah Berurah basically explained the Shulchan Aruch like the Rif. You can see in Sif Katan Lamed Hey, in page number 6, Patur Ainu Mechatat, אבל אסור מדרבנן גזירת הוא אל קבע. ואין במגן אברהם שכל זה הוא לדעת הריף והרמב״ם, אבל לדעת רשי והראש, כיוון שאין בגגו תפח לא חשיב אוהל כלל, ומותר לך תחילה, והשולחן ערוך סתם כדעת הריף והרמב״ם, וכן הוא גם כן דעת רבנו חננאל. ובפרים מגדים מצדד, דגם רשי והראש מודו לדעת הרמב״ם בזה, כיוון שהשאול לקבע, שיתקיים זמן כמה ימים. So he said that, the Prima Gadim says that if it's something that you're going to do to last for a couple of days, it might be that even the Rashi and the Rosh are going to be moided, that it's considered keva when you make a roof of tefach.
And so whoever said that it was a time limit for being a oral keva, whoever gave it, like how long it's going to be up for it.
It's not so clear. Did you see anyone who said
that? No, so I'm saying that
Mishnah Berurah seems like said a couple of days.
We saw that in the second theme, like the Vila, the horizontal, we saw that. If it's supposed to last, it might be worse.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not, no, but it's not, some compared to Kesher, Shul Kayama, the 3 days, 9
days. That's like, where did the Mishnah Berurah get that idea from, the Rambam?
The Prima Gadim is the one who write on our safe that it has to be something substantial, something that's going to last for a little bit. It's not. It can't be that you do something temporary, it's going to be all. That's why even when the Rif said that if you do a roof, it's going to be all keva and you have chatat, it's very hard to say that just creating the roof itself is enough to be mechayav chatat. It should be that you have in mind to keep it there for a long time. So, but again, that's what the Rif says. We just need to define what he said. There is another debate in the Rishonim, it's Rabbeinu Hanan, about the parochet. The parochet also, the Rambam writes that you need chutim. It's not so clear what parochet he's discussing about. The Rabbeinu Hanan is seems to say that you need by parochet, you need chutim kruchim, although it's not a mechitza materet, so it's like very difficult to understand. Lemaise, he said that Mishnah Berurah in Lametet says lechatchila it's better to be machmir, although Lemaise we hold in Seif Aleph that only mechitza materet is a problem. So that's just the hara about parochet. It's Rabbeinu Chananel, and it's not so clear. Now, if you have a couple of minutes, I want to finish up with umbrella. Biur halacha in Dibur HaMatchil Tefach Vina al Dvar Nesiat Ambrilyoy Mitriya. You know what umbrella is, but he's just summarizing the ideas, and he says the main oyser was the Mir Rabbi Yehuda. So the first thing that he says, כמו שכתובה פוסקים, I'm reading in the ballpark. כמו שכתובה פוסקים, דקול אחר שמתכוון לשם אוהל, דיינו להגן מפני החמה, אפילו בשביל הגג לבד, בלא מחיצות, גם כן יש איסור. ובזה הפרסל, נמי, הלא מתכוון להגן מפני החמה והגשמים, ואינו דומה לכיסא טרסקל. דעת המנו עושה שום מעשה בשבר, רק שמרחיב ופושט הקמתים, מה שאני כבר זה שצריך לקשור אותו ברצועות. So the first consideration that he says, like, we're talking about ohel that is the most chamur ohel, right? We saw in the Siman, we have Dichre de Ravuna, that when you make a roof, even without mechitzot, is asur because it's for tzel. And then we have the ohel that you need mechitzot for. In our case, you're trying to create shade or to protect yourself from rain, and that is the highest level of ohel, so you don't need mechitzot. So it should be asur. The only reason that you could maybe argue and said it's mutter is because maybe it's like kiset raskal. Kiset raskal is something that open and close should be mutter. It's like it has tzir, it has hinges, it's set up that way. So he said, it's true maybe for his days. In his days, the umbrella, it wasn't like open and like stay. You needed to tie it. So he said, since you need to do a maise, so it's more ma'ase chashuv. It's not considered a set up thing. So if this is true for our days, it's not going to help because our umbrella is a set up umbrella that you just open. So it should be kiset raskal. And then he said, you know what, kiset raskal is not going to help you because the Rambam, we just read in the Rambam that the heter of kiset raskal is because it's not kederich. Kiset raskal, nobody makes ohel this way. But umbrella, everyone makes oil this way. This is the way to make it. So that's the opposite of kiset raskal, according to the Rambam. But again, this is the opinion of the Rambam. It seems like the Achronim, look in the Magen Avraham, by kiset raskal, he compared that to chupa, he compared that to real stuff that looks like oil. So it's hard to say that we're passing like the Rambam for the explanation of kiset raskal. And then he brings the Noda Biuda. The Noda Biuda כתב זה לדעת הריף שכתב הרן דקילה שבגגה תפח ובכלל לא אל קבע וחייב והביאו המגן אברהם יש בזה חשש חיוב סקילה. Now that's our sugya. The Noda Biuda basically based his issue. One of the yesodot of his issue was the riff. The riff in our sugya basically saying that all of the heter of chuto meshicha whatever you Mosif al oel ara is just when you already it's not going to apply when you have a roof of b'toch shlosha tefachim you have tefach you create an oel keva there is no heterim for that so if there is no heterim for that lichora gam kiset raskal is not going to help you and this is not so clear here why wouldn't kiset raskal help for that also meaning who said and what exactly is the point because if you read in the Tshuva itself, it's a lot more sophisticated. So he's asking a very basic question on the riff. It's the paragraph on the bottom of page number 8. Right. So that's what he's asking. He said, "How could you say the riff that when you create ohel keva, when you create a real roof?" There is no heterim. How could the Gif explain our Gemara that if it has a roof of tefach, you cannot open it? Why? The Gemara in Eruv in Kufbet says that Dichre de Ravuna, Koch al Budia v'shar betefach, lemachar mosif alo el arayu. So when you have a roof, it's a real roof, according to the Gif, is oel keva, you spread it on Shabbat, and it's fine. So you can be mosif al oil keva according to the Rif. So you have two sugya that argue with each other. And you pass in, and he said, the Rif himself passed in the sugya in Eruv, and he passed in, he writes it in Shabbat Kuf Kafe. So he's passing in both the sugyas. So the way that the Noda Biuda explained, and that's what you mentioned also, that he held that the sugya in Eruvin, we have, the case is that you have two walls, and the kila goes in the other two spaces that there is no walls, and you spread it out, and you create also walls. Sorry, by the sugya of kila, not the sugya of Eruvin. The sugya of Eruvin, you're not creating walls. So when you're not creating walls, to be mosif, just on the roof itself, then it's fine. But if you, the sugya of kila, you're creating a roof plus walls, then it's aser. You have two walls and you spread in the kila to create a roof and walls, then it's aser. And he said, based on that, umbrella should be aser because, yeah, and I don't know if his umbrella was different than our umbrella.
His umbrella sounds like it's different.
He thinks it were
machitzos. It seems like he holded the umbrella these days. Maybe it was a simple umbrella that just was straight and there was like stuff coming on the sides. And he said, based on that, it's going to be aser.
No, I think, I'm pretty sure it was even triangular. He thought it was like, those are also considered machitzos once you go past a certain amount.
If you go more than three tfachim, you can say that. That's my question about him. I mean, I could agree with that if you go farther than three tefachim.
He compares it to the sukkah when you have it on an angle. The first couple of tefachim are the schach, and then afterwards you can say it's the walls.
But you could say that more than three tefachim, because b'man afshach, you can count the three tefachim for both.
Correct, right, you have to have more than that.
So you have to have more than three tefachim. Most of the umbrellas are not. The width is not more than 27 centimeters. Uh-huh. So it's very difficult to... the width, I mean, in the depth of the... So that's something that I'm not so sure if it's going to apply for us also based on the shape of the umbrella. But based on the Rif, based on the understanding of the Rif, and based on the understanding of the Noda Biuda, opening an umbrella is basically creating ohel letzel, and it's the most chamur ohel that kiset raskal is not going to help you. Now, I mentioned last year in private to you, and I didn't say it in public. I don't know if you have time to discuss that. 1 minute. It might be, and I mentioned that in the first or the second shiur, that there is two dinim. There is din of ohel, when you make a roof. That's ohel keva and ohel arai. And then there is a dami labinyan. The Tosfot that discuss walls plus roof, it's a gezeira, even when you're not trying to create shade. It's a takana, it's a gezeira mishum binyan arai. It might be that the heter of kiset raskal, if we understand kiset raskal is like a hinge or a tzir, is something that applied to dine boneh, it's something that takes away the shem boneh. So you have a tzir, so it's not boneh, because like a house, you have a door to open and close, it's fine. But for ohel, heter tzir is not going to help you. Ohel is ohel, so you could be moisif al ohel arai, but tzir is not going to help you. And that's why it may be that for umbrella, tzir is not going to help you, but mosif al ohel arai is going to help you. That's why the Gemara in Eruvin, to be mosif on the tefach, it's fine, but to use tzir for the heter, it's not going to help you. So if you have an open umbrella, based on that, it's going to be okay. If you're going to have a closed umbrella, heter tzir is not going to help you. That's for today. I would have speak more, but it's late.